Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I don't know how serious. I don't think it's another day-to-day one. You know, we'll see how it goes. Lamar has a back contusion, painful, certainly. Saw him in here getting treatment this morning and this afternoon early, and he'll be working. He's been classified as day-to-day on that. Nothing beyond a contusion, but I don't want to minimize the severity and the pain level of that because it's legit, and that's where it stands.
That was John Harbaugh yesterday talking about Lamar Jackson. He's got a painful contusion. He's getting treatment, and that means his status for Saturday is up in the air. Ravens, I think they're on the practice field today. Saturday's a Sunday, so that moves everything up a day. I've yet to see any reports out from the castle, but we should hear from them at some point. But Lamar Jackson, he usually doesn't practice on Wednesday, so if they do practice today, Tuesday's Wednesday, so he's probably not going to be out there anyway, but have we seen Lamar Jackson in Ravens uniform for the last time this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got to be judicious about this here. This season has come apart at the seams, and this quarterback has not been able to stay healthy. And I do wonder, you know, if this offseason, whether it's with Monk and Harbs or with Harbs and not Monk or with none of the above, if there does have to be a further recalibration about as Lamar, what would be in his age 28 and age 29 season?
He turns 29.
29 into 30. You know, about overarching principles and what an offense looks like and how much of the legs are incorporated in it. And we know that Monk gave Lamar a big voice in this offense. And we'll see if he has an even bigger voice in it moving forward. But I do think that this whole season begs questions about what they look like as a macro level. Overarching philosophies, what the quarterback's role is, how much it delves into design runs and all of that. They've got a lot to sort out this offseason, including that. Yes, they're fighting for their season against Green Bay, but Lamar getting shot up, getting treatment all week on a short week, we've kind of seen what that's looked like lately, and it hasn't been good. And Snoop was more than functional. Like he was fine. Like I mean, he wasn't a problem. He wasn't holding them back. If they run the damn ball with the 260-pound running back, like they should have, they probably win the game. And we're sitting here saying Snoop's basically 2-0. And he beat two playoff teams. How many playoff teams Lamar beat this year?
That would be zero.
So I think that the football gods and the medical people and Lamar's body, right? I think it's all probably telling them what might be smart in the short and the long term. Now, your season's also sort of on the line and people's jobs are at stake. And he's clearly one of the best quarterbacks on the planet when he's anywhere close to 100%. But yeah, I would not surprise me if it's Snoop against the Green Bay third string quarterback in primetime Saturday night.
That'll be fun.
Now, I will say Harbs has been on it when it comes to injuries lately. He said that Lamar's day-to-day. But that being said, I would be very, very, very surprised if Lamar Jackson suits up Saturday night at Lambeau Field. Just seeing him in the locker room following that game against the Patriots, you could tell that he was in significant pain. He was grimacing throughout all of it, not moving all of that well. You're playing on a short week, and I fully expect the Ravens to be eliminated from postseason contention one way or another this weekend. Mm-hmm. And at that point, with Week 18 being meaningless, you're not going to chance Lamar Jackson in that game against the Steelers. So I think we've seen the last of Lamar Jackson this season.
Yeah, I had a bad feeling just assuming they lost to New England. And I wasn't factoring the injury, but I was like, if they lose New England, I don't know that we see him again. And then, of course, he takes the knee to the back, and he's gone for the second half of that football game. Yeah, I don't see him playing Saturday. And to Bone's point, I think even if the Ravens find a way to win in Green Bay, I think the Steelers take care of business yes. against Cleveland. So Week 18 is moot and Lamar Jackson does not suit up.
Yeah, I think that's probably where things are trending. And if that's the case, then again, we're only a fortnight or so removed from getting to the nitty-gritty of them as a offensive staff, as a coaching staff, and they better be having discussions about the front office staff as well. And how do we, he's approaching age 30. How do we navigate? And we're going to have to redo the deal again. What is our course of action to build personnel, to build scheme around a quarterback who is going into his age 30 year? What does Lamar age 30 to 35 look mm-hmm. like? We're going to find out, better be before the season starts, better be well before that, right? Because you better do it before free agency, what he's going to cost. And he will probably be secured to them at least for five seasons moving forward. So there you go. Like, that's major blueprint. That's ownership stuff. Like, what does an offensive line for an age 33 Lamar need to look like versus what an offensive line need to look like for an age 23 Lamar? What does the composition of our wide receiver room need to look like for Lamar when he's gouging people five Mississippi outside the pocket? What does it need to look like if we are continuing to be an offense that's predicated less on his ability to move outside the pocket and more to throw within?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like, I've thought a lot about this franchise and where they are the last 24 hours. Talk to people who run other NFL franchises. Talk to people who know the particulars in that building really well. They're at, in many ways, it sort of reminds me of the point they were at, like after winning the second Super Bowl, except there's no Super Bowl to back this up. Mm-hmm. You're not, you know what I mean? You're not coming into this like new horizon off of the high of the highs. You're coming in having not maximized age 23 to age 29 Lamar. Well, you're coming in off a downer, but you're looking at that same type of stuff.
Well, Jason, I'd go a step further. I think it's sort of where they were at following the 2017 season, in which they missed the playoffs for a third straight year. That was the last full season of Joe Flacco starting. It was a franchise in transition, and Harbaugh was very much on notice entering
the next year. Even more because we think there's a coaching search that's going to be attached to it. So you've got like the Bolden and who fits and who doesn't and who's coming back and is this the end for Ray and is this the end for Ed? Like you've got that kind of stuff going on.
It's all of it.
But you've also got, is this GM really up for the job? Like is this you're going to give this GM 5 more years with Lamar? You gave him 3 more years with Lamar. What are you going to give him? Is he going to be aligned with the coach? What kind of coordinator is this coach going to want for Lamar? Like, they've got so much to sort through. So much. It's kind of staggering.
It's going to be a fascinating offseason. By the way, the Ravens tied for the NFL lead for Pro Bowlers that were announced today, congrats, which is in a 7-8 season. That's out. Patrick Ricard, Zay Flowers, Tyler Lindenbaum, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, and Jordan Stout. We call Jordan Stout. Jordan Stout is a Pro Bowler. They have 4 starters on the Pro Bowl team, and obviously we don't care about the Pro Bowl, but Kyle Hamilton, Pat Ricard, Roquan Smith, and Jordan Stout, all starters on the Pro Bowl. So they got that. They can put that in their pipe and smoke it. We have a massive Tuesday
show. Make a video.
Yeah, they could do that. Ravens Productions does a good job with that stuff. Guest-wise on today's show, it's a baseball guest. Orioles made a big trade on Friday. Shane Boz is now an Oriole. He pitched with the Tampa Bay Rays after being traded from the Pirates. Mark Topkin, Tampa Bay Times, covers the Rays. We'll ask him what kind of pitcher the Orioles got in Shane Boz and what he thinks of that trade. And Jacob Calvin Meyer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. What did he think of the trade? He joins us at 3:30.
Yeah, obviously we did not get to much baseball yesterday coming off the Ravens season unraveling, but we do need to talk more about where this rotation stands, where Boz fits in, who else should fit into it. Another interesting football game played last night.
Thanks to the Colts defense for showing up.
How about that? We will look at the whole panorama of the NFL a little bit as, again, we didn't do too much of that yesterday. Monk's future, Orr's future. Uh-huh. What's going on with Kyle Hamilton?
Yeah.
How hurt is he?
Oh.
And we will hear from many of the particulars at the castle.
Coming up next, Jason just alluded to it, and I think each is worthy of their own segment. Assuming John Harbaugh stays, what about the coordinators? Is this it for Zach Orr? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.